it look alive. Say, come on, come on, come on. We're gonna get it now. Hands up if you're ready for the fight. Say, come on, come on, come on. We're gonna win it now. I don't need you to believe in me. I know how to change my destiny. Sit down, about to rewrite a history. Rewrite a history. Rewrite a history. We can change the whole world. Gonna take it over. Gonna start it over. Don't you know what we can be? A new beginning. Fighting to a winning. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero? A superhero. A superhero.
All right, you've got the Hero Card Hour. Welcome. This is a show that airs every Friday from 2 to 3 here on KERV 1230 AM. I am Lou McCoy. I'm your host for the show, and that is because I am the owner of the Hero Card.
By golly.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And I am in the studio today with Becca Gray, producer of the show.
Hello.
Becca, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, considering.
Considering it's the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. How was your dinner?
Still eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had mine yet.
No?
No.
When are you doing that?
Well, because my dear darling husband is in retail.
Oh.
He had to work yesterday.
And today.
Yeah.
Today
so we're
the blackest
having, yeah, it's the blackest
right?
Fridays of ever. So we're going to have our Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
with
great.
The family. And,
are you
and
cooking?
Do that. Some of it.
Okay.
His mom doesn't let me cook all of it. She still has
she
to
has
cook some
things.
Of it.
She has her things. What are you going to get to prepare?
I get to make pecan cobbler.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is. And they don't need it. And we shouldn't eat it. And I'm going to make a small one.
Okay. Are you traveling? Are you going to be?
No, we're here in town.
So what time's dinner?
Ha, ha, ha,
or really, what time's dessert?
You don't. Angela Mager would kick my behind if you had some of this. I'll tell you that right
she
now.
She would, but all bets are off at this time of year.
Okay, well.
She knows that.
It's a gimme then.
It's a gimme.
Okay.
Pecan cobbler. That sounds
maybe
delicious.
Maybe I'll shave you a piece.
Now, do you do the traditional Thanksgiving with the turkey, the dressing,
yeah.
the
that's
yams?
Why, that's why his mom has to cook, because okay. my dressing is just a tiny bit different.
You're not there yet.
No, I don't cook it as good as mom does.
Well, she probably got a little experience there, right?
Just a little bit,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sage or no sage?
Sage.
Oh, absolutely.
Shoot.
It's the American way, right?
Cornbread dressing.
Yep, that's
we
it.
Do dressing, not stuffing.
Yeah, it's dressing.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do the stuffing, although we have, in a pinch, done stuffing.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make do.
Put enough gravy on it, it's fine.
That's right.
Right?
Giblet gravy.
Well, so it was a good day for us.
Cool.
We ate way too much. Of course, we watched a lot of football.
Yeah.
And today we're paying for it.
Yeah, well, that's usually what Friday's for.
But I'm not going to go shopping.
No, me neither.
No.
I refuse.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a personal thing for me because the stores open on Thanksgiving Day. That's depriving my family of our regular get-together.
That's right.
So I don't shop on this weekend at all.
Well, there you go.
I'll wait till Cyber Monday. I do my
go.
Shopping Cyber Monday online where I can do it in my house shoes and bad hair, no makeup, and don't care.
There you go. That's excellent. Well, hopefully James won't get too beat up tomorrow.
Hopefully not.
Or today, I guess, right?
So yeah, today. Yeah, tomorrow we're taking
tomorrow's
it
free.
Easy.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
And don't tell me who won because we've recorded the games.
Oh, you just, good.
So that way we can have a traditional Thanksgiving with, we've recorded the games and we're not, we're,
okay.
we're, don't tell me
You'll
nothing.
You'll be surprised.
That's right.
That'll be fun.
Yay.
I like it.
Go team.
Go team. Good, good. Well, all right, so let's do a little hero card business like we
okay,
usually do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about today's show because after we take our first break, we're going to be joined with Tom Whiting and my good friend Pat Duffy. And Tom is this is a mouthful here. I hope I get this right, but he is the president of the Kerrville Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association.
Groovy.
And if we could have thought of one more A to put in there, we would have done it. But he is the president, and that's a really cool. I've had a great time learning about that. And Pat will be joining us because he is an alumni. He's, I don't know, he's been through the program.
He's part of it.
He's part of it, and he's got some stories to tell. So,
cool.
So we'll do a little business, then we'll take a break, and we'll bring those guys on and see what they have to tell us about the Kerrville Police Citizens Police Academy.
Yeah, yeah.
Alumni Association. I got this down. Okay, so Hero Card. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned Angela Mager, Mager Weight Loss.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just cover that real quick. So her name is really pronounced Mager.
Right.
But everybody calls her Mager because it's spelled M-A-G-E-R.
Right.
And so then she thought, well, that'd be a cool way to just brand myself. Major mm-hmm. Weight Loss.
There you Instead go.
Instead of a little bit of weight loss, Mager Weight Loss, right?
Yeah.
So, again, she's a health coach, and she's a weight loss coach, and she's been coaching me, and I'm her hardest pupil. I believe it.
But
she's determined to get me in shape and to get me feeling good. And she's already made some great strides with me.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's good. You know, love her to death. So she's so talented because she has some great systems in place.
Right.
Scheduling appointments. We do a lot on the phone. She holds me accountable. She's just coaching me. And then she lets me make mistakes and doesn't kick me out.
There you go.
Which is great. So if you want to talk to Angela, you can, well, number one, check her out on her website, which is AngelaMager.com.
Right.
And you can email her there as well at Angela@AngelaMager.com. Okay.
Handy that.
And you can find out about what she does. And her phone number is 281-380-3423. And if you'll use your hero card.
Uh-huh.
Everybody should have one.
Absolutely.
So
I have mine.
You have yours. I have mine. Use it like crazy. But she'll give you 20% off of her coaching fees.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's really a great discount. And, again, wonderful lady. Highly recommend her. Particularly, I think what a great time of year to get in touch with her. And
get ready for those New Year's
resolutions,
man.
Get ready to get it going in 2017. Wow, that's hard
to
say.
We're almost there.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then a couple of weeks ago, we had Carrie Barnett with Keys Homemade Brittle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So
I'm still man, that stuff is, I can still taste it.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
But it's not in your teeth.
No, it's
That's
not in
the
my
key
teeth.
To that brittle nope. right there. It does
it
not,
not
stick in your teeth. That's Mm-mm. the real deal. So if you didn't get some of that 2 weeks ago when she was here, it's not too late.
Yeah.
And you just follow her on Facebook, Keys Homemade Brittle. That's KEES. You can reach her at 210-286-7274.
Great ideas for gift giving, folks.
Yeah, for the next party you have coming up, or just
Hostess
for your family.
Gift, yeah.
So mm-hmm. she sells
office coworker.
Yeah.
Favorite radio station co-host.
Has a pecan. We caught that, Becca. Yes. That maybe. Okay. I commit. I'll get you some of that.
No.
I will. I saw what you were doing
my
there.
My point was it's suitable for anybody.
It is.
Yes.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. So especially if you're signed up with Angela for afterwards. But she has four different flavors. Mocha is one that's fantastic. Then she has traditional and then jalapeno pecan, which is out of this world. You can't imagine that would be good, but it is.
Yeah.
We're ready. So that's a great gift idea. And then one more promotion here for Sprinkler Smart. That's our good friends Travis and Chris.
Mm-hmm.
And again, these guys do more than sprinklers. So it's, you know, if many of you had them in to clean up your yard for the Thanksgiving holidays. But they're still available now to clean up your yard for the Christmas holidays right around the corner, right? So they'll do everything from tree trimming to landscape projects. Maybe not a great time of year to plant, but it's a great time of year to build retaining walls and maybe put a plan together for next year.
Yes.
And so those guys are awesome. Sprinkler Smart. Reach out to Chris at 830-496-1680.
And can I just say a little plug for Chris?
Yeah.
Ladies, let me tell you, this is a guy who is respectable. He's honest. He's fair dealing, and he knows his business.
He
is so intelligent and so well versed in his business. If he doesn't know it, he goes and learns it.
He does.
He's amazing. He's a very amazing young man, and I would trust him with my teenage daughter or my puppy dogs. I don't care. He's an amazing guy.
Boy.
And he's the right kind of guy for any kind of projects like that.
I would just totally agree with that. His dad actually owns a sprinkler business in California.
Yeah.
So Chris grew up working in that business. He knows it in and out. And now he's doing it for himself.
It's in his blood.
Yeah, it's in his blood. So really, just great guys, both he and Travis.
Yeah,
so,
Travis is a good guy, too.
So they're doing well.
Yes.
All right.
So let's take a
break. Yeah, let's play a little of our music for today.
Who we got today?
We got a
Lou?
Little Fleetwood Mac in the house. Love Fleetwood Mac. I tell you, if you're ever stressed, just put on Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
They don't play one song that will stress you out.
That's very true.
Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm.
They're really great. I don't know a lot about them other than I've listened to their music since I was a teenager.
Hmm.
That's a lot of years, but we won't go there. All right, we'll take a quick break. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. Okay, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM. As promised, I'm now joined in the studio with Tom Whiting, who is the president of the Kerrville Citizens Police Alumni, no, Academy Alumni Association.
KCPAAA is a lot easier.
Thank you.
I thought you'd be like...
I'm going there. KCA to the third or something. Excuse me. Yeah, that's great. Well, Tom, welcome. Glad you're here.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate you taking time out. And also joining us is my good friend Pat Duffy. Hi, Pat.
Hello.
Pat and I were neighbors at one time up in the Summit. And Pat kind of got to see my kids grow up a little bit, didn't you, Pat?
They did.
Yeah, and they've all gotten big. So, off to college, all but one. So, Pat, I'm glad you're here. Always a pleasure to see you. And I got to thank Pat for introducing me to you, Tom.
Well, thank you, Pat.
Appreciate it. So what our listeners, many of them are familiar with, is that part of when I booked this radio time every week, it was selfishly it was to promote businesses that are part of the Hero Card program. And found out pretty quick that I couldn't do that for a whole hour, right? So we can't just sit here and just talk about it. Nobody would listen, I'm afraid. So Becca convinced me to get some interesting content.
Okay.
And so what we've tried to do in this is feature the businesses. Occasionally we'll have a business owner on, maybe talk specifically about their business. But then we also have tried to feature the hero, the part of our business where we honor the heroes and local heroes in our community. And that can be veterans, police, firemen. Could be a teacher. Anybody that's really doing great work in our community. And then the other thing is we're trying to educate people about things that go on in this town that they don't know about.
Good.
And so I've seen and heard about Citizens Police Academy, but I didn't know anything about it until I met you guys and we just visited about it. So before we get into all that, Tom, tell me some of your background. I know you told me that you haven't been here in Kerrville forever, have you?
We moved here about 5.5 years ago.
Okay.
And came in here from Maryland. I was raised in central New York up in the Finger Lakes and went to a nice little town called Seneca Falls, which happens to be the birthplace of women's rights. We had a lady by the name of Elizabeth Cady Stanton that was from there, and Susan B. Anthony was just up around the corner from us. So they're right down the street from where I lived. I lived on Minder Street, but right down in the corner was the actual meeting place, and they had a big plaque there for years. Now there's a big federal park commission building there just dedicated for the Women's Hall of Fame. So it's a nice little town.
That's fantastic. So what brought you to Kerrville?
Well, I worked for the federal government for the Army as a personnelist, and I had retired, was hired back because of some of the talents that I happened to have and they needed. I worked for them and worked for part of the Public Health Command at that time, which was a subordinate command from the Medical Command, or the head U.S. Army Medical Command, or MACOM, they call it. And that happened to be over here in San Antonio. So in the meantime, one of my friends that I worked with out of El Paso, Texas, at Fort Bliss over there, but while we were stationed in Japan for about a dozen years, he came over there and told me he was going to retire in a place called Kerrville, Texas.
Never heard of Kerrville,
never
Texas,
heard
had
of
you?
It. Nope, never heard of it. And as a matter of fact, when I heard about Fort Bliss, I didn't know where that was from either, from central New York, going back there in 1978, going back a few years. But he told me about that, and it registered, but just kind of planted it in the back of my mind. And years later, when I was getting within a few years of retiring, we looked it up, and my wife and I flew to San Antonio, rented a car, came over here for 4 days or so, and went around the area, and we saw several places, and one place that we really liked, we picked up some flyers, and as it turned out, our daughter, who lives in Corpus Christi, Texas, was having a birthday, and we were going to surprise her. So we, in the meantime, I took that little flyer that we picked up, and we called down here, and we got arrangements to meet with a real estate person, and after the surprise birthday party, we drove up from Corpus Christi, spent a couple days here, and went around, and we found a house that we liked.
That's awesome. So you knew, it was kind of like love at first sight when you got here? I mean,
yeah,
you were kind of in, weren't you?
It was nice.
That's
exciting. Just going around this city is one of the neatest things that everybody I talked to always spoke very nicely. They're very polite.
That's what we heard when we were moving here.
And it's just so cool. And we looked around, and at that time, I didn't know there was any bad parts in this city.
Oh, That's a good segue into the Citizens Police Academy right there. That's one of the things we get to learn, right? When we go through the academy, is some of the bad things.
Well, it wasn't that bad, but we live in a homeowners association, a part of up in Vicksburg Village.
Sure, great community.
And a couple folks up there had gone through the CPA program, the Citizens Police Academy program.
Okay.
And I was talked into going into it and taking the class. It's a free class they give twice a year.
Okay.
And about 12 weeks or so, then you get to see what's neat about the police department, not the fact that they just give you traffic tickets. There's more to it.
There's more to it, okay.
More to it. And so it's a great program for those folks that are interested in finding out the other side, what the police officers do and so forth. So we, in fact, I took the course. And I happened to be elected president of our course, which was, I think it was class number 9. So that's going back a few years.
What are we up to now? How many classes?
I think we're at 19 now.
19. Pat, what class number were you?
Class number 8.
Number 8. Okay.
I followed Pat in that class. So it was very enlightening, but I learned all about it and decided I would. Once you go through it, then you're eligible to become a member of the Kerrville Citizens Police Academy Alumni Association, or KCP-AAA.
Yep.
And so I did, and I sat there. I don't think I missed a meeting for 4 years, and finally our granddaughter graduated from high school, and I had to miss it. It was on a Tuesday night, and I had to miss it.
So yeah, that's probably a good choice.
That was one of the ones that happened.
So how long have you been president? Is that a one-year
term?
I've
been president now for a whopping 1 month.
Okay.
So it's just been a month, so I'm brand new at this. Bill Cafferty, who was president when I was first joined, it's a hard, tough bar to reach because he's was so good and really, really worked very, very hard. And I give all him the kudos you possibly can give to a person.
But you stepped into some shoes that were doing great, and you're keeping it great. Teaching you.
Yeah,
ins and outs, right?
I have to use him. Those shoes are very hard to fit.
Yeah, well, that's all right.
His feet might be bigger than mine, so that may help.
So this is a one-year presidency?
It goes on for a year typically, and then each year we'll have vacancies in the board.
Yep.
And
if you miss a meeting, you get elected, right? Isn't that traditionally the way that works?
Otherwise, we'd have more people attending meetings. But that's part of it. And it's a good program. We do a lot for the city of Kerrville, but directly for the Kerrville Police Department, and that's what it's all about.
Okay.
And our whole premise is to, one, be an extra set of eyes and ears, and to help them in things that they do and possibly raise money for things that are not in their budget. And so we have a couple funds, and we'll talk to about a couple of those programs, but our general fund is the one that we typically are looking for more donations.
Okay.
Or sell raffle tickets.
Okay. That's good. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a minute. We're going to come back and talk about your funding and your programs.
Okay.
We're going to find out a lot more about what you're doing. Talk about Blue Santa, which you guys participate in, and then some other things. I want to make sure everybody knows how to reach you so that they can find out when the next class is. But we're going to take a quick break here at the bottom of the hour for a little news and weather. And again, you've got the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 12:30 a.m. Be back in just a minute.